Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Mizmor 106 Kuvav. This psalm seems to be the inverse of the previous one, seemingly two sides of the same coin. A history of the Jewish people, but not the story of wonders and miracles that God wrought, but the complaints, the rebelliousness, and the sins of Israel despite God's providence. The first section, though, gives an introduction on praising God for the kindness he did for the nation. Haliyah hodu l'Adonai ki tov ki l'olam chasdo. Hallelujah! Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Loving kindness endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord, who can declare all his praise? Then verse 3. Ashrei shomer mishpat osei tzedakah v'cholet. Happy are those who maintain justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Zachreini Adonai b'ritzon amecha pakdeini b'shuatecha. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Visit me in your salvation. Lirot b'tovat v'chirecha, lismoch b'simchat goyecha, l'talelem v'nachlatecha. That I may see good of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. The psalm begins with the unique word hallelujah, praise God, which will become more and more prominent in the fourth and fifth books of Tehillim. It is a call to his adherents to thank God for all the kindness God has done for Israel. Radak notes that the prayer of thanks is for the present and the past, reminding them of the obligation to give praise. Verse 3 is a transition and employs the beloved word ashrei to praise the individuals who do guard God's justice at all times. And then the subsequent verses ask God to remember his nation, to see the good of his people, to rejoice in his nation, to be praised with his inheritors. But all this confidence and pride in being God's chosen nation forces the psalmist to consider how Israel has responded to God's majestic protection and love. And the answer is poorly. Verse 6, Chatanu im avotenu he'evinu hirshanu. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquities. We have done wickedly. This verse acts as an introduction to a sordid recollection of Israel's iniquities throughout biblical history. The verse is punctuated by three verbs of sin: iniquity, wickedness, here havinu, destruction, together with our forefathers. But significantly, the verse expresses the vidui, the confession of the psalmist on behalf of Israel. The psalm is about tshuva, repentance, recognizing the sins of the past in hope of showing remorse and atonement. The next 39 verses take us on a sad journey of sin and rebellion, scoff and submission to desires. And so we begin. Avotenu b'Mitzrayim lo hiskilu nithotecha lo zachru et rov chasadecha v'yamru al yam b'yam suf. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not understand your wonders. They did not remember your deeds of loving kindness, and they rebelled against you at the sea. V'yoshiyem l'man shemo lo diya gvuroto v'yigar b'yam suf v'yacharav. But God saved them for his own sake, and he made them known of his mighty power, and he rebuked the Red Sea and dried it up so that people could walk through. He saved them from the enemy, redeemed them from the hand of the people who hated them. A verse that we recite every night in the Arvit prayer. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Vayaminu bidvarav yashiru tilato. And they believed his words, they sang his praise. The psalmist is reflective on the source of the sins and rebellion. It began with a rejection of the intellectual appreciation of God's miracles and wonders. It says, lo hiskilu niflotecha. Had they recalled God's loving kindness, they'd never have imagined sinning at Yam Suf itself. Nevertheless, each time God, in his infinite compassion, still gives despite their sins. Verses 8 through 11 describe God's actions at the sea, and 14, the reaction of Israel, faith and praise, parallel to the phrase, Vayaminu v'Hashem Moshe Avdo, and they believed in God and Moshe's servant, as well as the song of the sea itself. But then, Maharu, Miharu, the next verse, they very quickly, Shachechu ma'asav v'lo chiku latzato. They forgot his works, and they did not wait for his counsel. Vayitavu tava b'midbar v'yinasu el b'yishimon v'yitin lahem she'latam v'yishalach razon b'nafsham. They would want and cravings and desires and put God to the test, and he gave them what they asked, but sent leanness into their souls. So here, he gives them what they need, but they ended up, it ends up the quail comes to their own detriment. The next stage, Vayikanu Moshe b'machane la'aron kadosh Adonai, they envied Moshe. Tiftacha aretz vativla datan vatechas al adat aviram. The land swallowed up datan and aviram vativar eish datan lehavat alahit rasha'im. Fire was kindled in their company. The actual rebellion of Korach and Datan and Aviram, although interestingly, Korach's name is not mentioned. The next section, Yasu Egil Bechorei Veishtachavu L'Masecha, the golden calf, Vayamiru Et Kvodam Etavnit Shor Ochel Esef. They made a likeness of an ox that eats grass. Shachachu El Moshiyam Oseg Dolot Mitzrayim. They forgot the God who did wonders for them. Niflaot Be'eretz Cham Noraot Al Yam Suf. Vayomer Lashmidem, and God said, I'm going to destroy them. Lulei Moshe Bechiro Amad Beperetz Lefanav Lashit Chamato Meishchit. But God, Moshe, protected and allowed them to not end up being destroyed. The depiction of the sin of the golden calf is presented as a rebellion to God, forgetting their deliverer, ignoring the miracles which led them to that moment. God thought to destroy, but Moshe defended. Vayimasu ba'aretz chemda. Sorry. Lo haminu ledvaro. Vayiragnu ba'alehem lo shamu b'kol Adonai. Vayisayado lahem la'apil b'otam b'midbar la'apil zaram b'goyim l'zarotam ba'aretzot. They despise the pleasant land. They did not believe his word. They murmured in their tents, and they did not listen to the voice of the Lord. And he lifted up his hand against them to make them fall in the wilderness and to make their seed fall among the nations, to scatter them in the lands. Being repulsed by the promised land was the last straw for that generation. The psalmist beautifully calls it Eretz Chemda, the desired land, and their rejection of it was a lack of faith in God. They whined, cried, ignored the word of God, and suffered greatly at their impertinence. The psalm does not discuss punishments, God's actions against the nation. That is not the purpose of this confession. It therefore skips the 40-year wandering proclamation and skips to more sins even as the second generation took over. Vayitzamdu levalpor vayochlu zivchei metim vayachisu malehem vatifratz bam magefa. They joined themselves to Baalpor in a sexual inappropriate sense and ate the sacrifices of the dead, provoked God to anger, and the plague broke out among them. But Pinchas stood up and stopped the plague. And God rewarded him for generations. And here is the sin of Moshe at Meribah. They angered him at the waters of Meribah so that it all went ill with Moshe for their sake. Because they angered his spirit, he spoke rashly with his lips. Verse 33 gives an explanation of what Moshe's sin was at Meribah. He sinned with his mouth. This version ignores the hitting of the rock twice, but focuses on Moshe's expression towards the nation and lack of sanctification of God's name through his words. And then, even when entering the land and beginning the conquest, they still sinned against God by not fulfilling the word of God as has been commanded. Lo ishmidu et ha'amim asher amar Adonai lahem, vayitarvu bagoyim vayilamdu ma'aseihem, vayavdu et ha'atzabeihem, vayiyu lahem lamokesh. They didn't destroy the nations. They mingled among the nations, and they learned from them. They served their idols, and they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to idols. Vayizabchu et b'neihem v'et b'notehem l'sheidin. They shed innocent blood. They were defiled with their own works and played the harlot in their doings. When they didn't kill the Canaanim, they ended up sinning with their idols, sacrificing their children and rejecting God. This was all foretold and forewarned, and yet they defiled with their actions, sinning again and again. And what's God's reaction? The wrath of God was kindled, and he loathed his own heritage. He gave them into the hands of the nations who hated them. And Their enemies oppress them, and they're brought unto subjection. Many times he saved them, but they were rebellious each time and sinned again. Time after time, Israel rejected God and the land, incurring his wrath, sending them to be subservient to other nations, becoming persecuted, and yet throughout, there were moments of return and grace, God never abandoning his beloved. God always remembered his covenant, returning to them with abundant kindness. The psalm is one of tshuva, but that only takes place where there is a real confession about all the sins perpetrated by the Israelites in their journey to the promised land and once in the land. God remembers his covenant as long as Israel never completely forgets him and always finds a way to return. The last two verses close the psalm in a positive way and also close the fourth book of Tehillim. Hoshienu Adonai Eloheinu, v'kapteinu min ha-goyim le'odot l'shem kodshecha l'ishtabech b'tilatecha, baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael min ha-olam v'ad olam amar kol ha'am, amen, hallelujah. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the nations that we may give blessings to your holy name and to triumph in your praise. Bless the Lord God of Israel, everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say amen, hallelujah, a final call to God and a collective voice to save us and to gather the Israelites from all the nations so that they may serve God. This is a direct call in first person, summing up the tshuva process, saying we have sinned, but we are still here. Now please save us and bring us back to the land. Give us another chance to praise your eternal nature. Give thanks to your holy name. Finally, Baruch. Once again, blessing God at the end from his world to eternity. A final prayer and a request for all to answer. Amen and hallelujah.